أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Qasam place in Quran City, and these are the chapters that begin with an oath. We've seen that there's 17 of them. And today we're going to look at Surah number 52. And this is called Surah Tur, which is the mountain. Any large mountain in essence is called Tur, but here the particular reference or specific reference is to Mount Sinai, on which Prophet Musa received the revelations. In the Quran, there are two places where Mount Sinai is actually called by name. One is in Surah Al-Mu'minun, which is Surah number 23, Ayah 20, where Allah says, وَشَجَرَةً تَخَرْجُ مِنْ تُورِ سَيْنَاءَ تَنْبُتُ بِالدُّحْنِ وَصِبْغٍ لِلْآكِلِينَ, and a tree that grows out of Mount Sinai, which produces oil and a condiment for those who eat, and it's talking about olives. And the second reference is in Surah At-Tin, Surah number 95, Ayah 2, where Allah swears by, when He says, وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونَ, I swear by the olive and the fig, وَالتُّورِ سِينِينَ, and Mount Sinai. That's also known as Jabal Musa, the mountain of Musa. Well, this surah is a Makki surah. It has 60 ayat. Let's look at the focus of the surah. And I said that when Allah swears, the oaths are objects leading to a subject. Well, after the five oaths in the first section, the subject is a warning of punishment on the Day of Judgment to those who deny the divine messengers and engage in pointless activity. Then there is a contrast. There's a bliss of Jannah for the God conscious who are focused on reaching their full potential. And finally, the end, there's a large section which is a counsel to the Prophet to turn away from those who dispute, to be patient, to praise and show gratitude to Allah. See, these people, as we will see as we go along the surah, they mocked the Prophet. They engaged in calling him names, accusations towards him, and we find these rhetoric questions from divinity to them. The benefits of recitation are many. It is good health in children. It releases one from bondage and there's safety from the anger of Allah. But we've divided the surah into five sections. The first section is the five oaths, where Allah starts with Wattur, I swear by the mountain, Wa kitabim mastur, and the well document written book, Fi laqim manshur, in these outstretched thin soft paper as though there were scrolls, Wal baytil ma'mur, and the house that is well populated, that is visited, and it refers to the Kaaba. وَالسَّقْفِ الْمَرْفُوعِ, and the canopy above you, in other words, the heavens above you. وَالْبَحَرِ الْمَسْجُورِ, and the seas that keep on filling up, they never empty. And now in the second section, the answer to these oaths, he says, إِنَّ عَذَابَ رَبِّكَ لَوَاقِعِ, most surely, no doubt, the punishment is bound to happen. Now who is this punishment for? He says, this punishment, فَوَيْلُ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُقَذِّبِينَ, woe on that day to those who reject the truth. And then he says, أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي خَوْضٍ يَلْعَبُونَ, those who engage in pointless activities. And I absolutely love the third section. It's a description of Jannah for the God conscious. So besides the bliss of Jannah, I love Ayah 21. Now let's see what he says. He says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and those who believe, وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ, and their families who follow them with even a little bit of iman. أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَمَا عَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ أَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. He says, we will unite them with their families. So in other words, we will upgrade them to wherever they are, and we will recompense them from whatever work they've done. كُلُّ امْرَئٍ بِمَا كَسَبَ رَعِينٌ. See, those granted Jannah in Ayah 26 say, they actually say, قَالُوا إِنَّا كُنَّا قَبْلُ فِي أَحْلِنَا مُشْفِقِينَ. Surely we were worried on account of our families, And Allah is giving a reassurance that if there's somebody on a greater level in Jannah and you are down somewhere, then they will be able to upgrade you to them. Just a word of caution. It's not saying coming out of Jahannam into Jannah. It is saying that these positions are in Jannah. Isn't that awesome? Because they also say, Inna kunna min qablu nad'uhu. Surely we called upon him before. We did du'a. Innahu huwal barru rahim. Oh my goodness. He is the most generous, giving, the merciful. And then the fourth section, and we see the accusations to the Prophet of him being a soothsayer, a madman, or a poet, even saying that he has forged the Quran, forged the revelation. And Allah asks them rhetoric questions. Did you create the heavens and the earth? Do you have the treasures of your Rabb? Or are you saying that he has daughters while you have sons? And Allah tells the Prophet, leave them until the day when they will see that their struggle, their work had no results at all. And finally, the last section. Oh my goodness, I'm in love with this section. It's beautiful. In Ayah 48, it says, Wasbir li hukmi rabbika. Wait with sabr with the judgment of your Rabb. For innaka bi a'yunina, for you are before our eyes. That statement is beautiful. In other words, you are under our protection. And that's divinity telling the Prophet. And then he says, you gotta do two things. Wasabbih bihamdi rabbika hina taqumu. Declare the perfection of your Rabb when you get up. That means at dawn. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ and in the night. فَصَبِّحْهُ وَإِدْبَارَ النُّجُومِ and in the night, declare his perfection again at the setting of the stars. And we are told this is the Nafila Salah that we pray before Salatul Fajr, which is two rakats. And then we pray after Salatul Maghrib and also the Salatul Layl that we pray at night. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be those who are under the watch of Allah, bi a'yunina, that protection with love, and to be Ahlul Quran. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim.